Chapter 20, Orders and Replies. Orders and Replies. Letters related to ordering of goods are central to a company's business. Order letters are routine letters and their effectiveness depends on the accuracy of the details. Most of the content of an order can be tabulated. When we talk of orders, an order or orders is written by an individual or an organization. When it is put forward to the seller, that means it can be another organization. It is a request of purchase for a product or products. Most of the contents of an order can be tabulated. When it's in tabular form, it is in a more organized and structured manner, and it is easier for the buyer to express the specifications is required by him, and it is easier for the seller to understand what are the demands of the buyer. Orders, product specifications and quantity. Include all specifications of products such as size, color, catalog number, model number, unit price. Mention the correct quantity required. When we talk of product specifications, it ideally means that the focus is on, for example, the model number, the color, and the size. When we talk of product specifications, the focus ideally will help the buyer to differentiate. For example, if there is a product whereby A4 and there's A5, A4 is inferior quality as compared to A5. So it helps the buyer to understand what exactly he wants in terms of the demand of the product. Packing. The types of packing should be specified in the order. Packing goods suitably for transport is the responsibility of the supplier. Buyer's instructions are needed only if the goods are to be specially packed. Packing, packaging of goods, labeling, all these are important so that the goods do not reach in a damaged condition or a deteriorated state. Sometimes some goods cushioning is provided. Sometimes for some other goods, probably the wrapping has to be done appropriately if it is painted, for example. So, very important aspects as far as the goods reaching in an appropriate condition. Delivery. Give the full address of the place where the goods are to be delivered, the time by which the goods should be delivered, and mention the mode of transport only if the delivery is to be made. The date, place, and time. Three important aspects as far as delivery of goods is concerned. Because whenever goods are to be delivered, it is expected that the customer or the buyer will give a specific date, and on that date the goods will be delivered. Or at times the seller will put forward a date whereby the buyer will agree or disagree depending on the availability of space and time. Settlement of account. Mention the agreed prices and terms and refer to discount or concession given, mode of payment of the bill. When we say discount or concession given, for example, a customer has placed an order in bulk. So, the customer can request for a discount or a concession, which is mentioned in the bill. At the same time, the mode of payment. At times, payment is through check. At times, there may be a letter of credit given, depending on the kind of business or deal which comes through. So, settlement of account, it has to be clear, or it has to be clearly put. What are the terms and conditions as far as a concession or a discount is concerned, and what are the specifications as far as the product is concerned, and also details as to what is the final amount that is expected to be paid by the customer. Order letters. Three groups of order are first or trial order, repeat order, routine order. Points to be included in an order letter. Reference to previous communication. Details of required goods and other instructions. Goodwill message. When we talk of the points included in any order letter, reference to any previous communication is ideally on a positive note. We bring this into an email or a letter because somewhere we are wanting to again associate with the concerned person or with the organization. Details of required goods as per the specifications and various instructions as far as the product is concerned, the delivery of the goods required, the date, time and place, the payment mode, all these aspects when we are actually talking of an order letter. But of course, an order letter has a lot of focus on what is going to be the product or products for which we want to place an order and the specifications and requirements. Goodwill message. A goodwill message should be concise. A goodwill message is written on a positive note. A goodwill message can be used to express emotions and honesty. Order forms. Printed forms are used for placing orders. Sellers prepare the forms with columns required. A set of forms is sent with a quotation to encourage a potential customer to place an order. A cover letter is sent with it. When we talk of order forms, printed forms, it is easier to place an order when there are printed forms sent because the forms will have all the details whereby you need to specify what exactly are your needs as a customer or a buyer. When we talk of order forms, a set of forms is sent with a quotation to encourage a potential customer. Even if the customer or the buyer has not specified that they are inclined to purchase products, they first want the details. Then too, if these details are sent or put forward, it may encourage a potential customer to place an order. So very important as to how the interaction takes place between the two and is the seller convincing enough? Is the seller having exceptional products or something unique about a product or the various products? And how is the seller expressing this to the buyer? A cover letter is sent with it. When we talk of cover letter, what is a cover letter? It is ideally a document that gives information as to what else does the parcel contain. Say you have to send a parcel via courier to another organization. So you send a cover letter along with that parcel. When we send a cover letter along with the parcel, it means that there is detailed information as to what else is in the parcel. First or trial order. A trial order is placed to check the efficiency of the service packing, delivery of goods in time, prompt receipts. When I say a first or trial order, ideally it is said that the first impression of an individual is within 20 to 30 seconds. So when we talk of a first or trial order, what is important? The way the packing is done for the goods. When we talk of delivery of goods in time, very important to be living up to the expectations of the buyer or the customer. And prompt receipts, efficiency of service or services, all these are important aspects since it is a first or trial order. Of course, even if it's a repeat order or a routine order, these facts are yet important. Because when we talk of prompt delivery of goods, when we talk of receipts, prompt payment, when we talk ideally of packing, all these will always continue being of prime importance. The following situations lead to the first and trial order. Seller's samples and or quotations are approved. So what is it that finally an individual places a trial order? The samples. Initially, the samples will make the buyer realize whether he or she wants to purchase the goods. Along with the samples, quotations. So the customer is aware that the pricing is appropriate, reasonable, unreasonable. All these aspects are looked into. Open with a reference to the received quotation. We are talking of the opening sentence. Thank you for your quotation for. For example, if you have received a quotation, one way of starting that letter or email is thank you for your quotation for. So you are expressing courtesy. You end with the expectation that the trial order will be satisfactory and lead to regular business. If the trial order is satisfactory, yes, business will continue and there will be regular business. If the buyer or the customer is not content with the sample, then there are no chances of future business taking place. So, when we talk of samples, when we talk of the samples, along with that, the delivery of goods, along with that, the quotation, along with that, living up to every aspect or demand of the customer, then ideally future business can take place, because then both parties will have a bonding or cohesion as far as business is concerned. That means mutual trust, long-term relationship as far as business goes. The following situations lead to the first and trial order. Buyer willing to try an offered substitute. When we say the buyer is willing to try an offered substitute, why is it that the buyer is agreeing to buy a substitute? Various reasons for this. Maybe a substitute is available as of now since the original product is not available. Maybe the substitute, as far as pricing is concerned, is reasonable as compared to the original product which is manufactured. If you decide to try an offered substitute, you may order even a small lot. End by suggesting that more will be ordered only if the trial order proves satisfactory. That means when you have decided that you want to buy a substitute, you may start with a minimum quantity. Then we suggest that more will be ordered if the trial order proves satisfactory. So as we just discussed in the previous slide, that if the trial order seems feasible on all fronts, then there will be future business. The following situations lead to the first and trial order. Buyer intends to try a product in a new area. Now, why is it that the buyer is willing to take that kind of a risk? Maybe one way of putting it forward is a buyer may place an order on his own initiative on seeing an advertisement if he feels that a certain product has a potential demand. So, a buyer will see an advertisement. He ideally will realize that this product has or can probably be appealing to a lot of people. So, when we talk of buyer intending to buy a new product, that means either buying it for his organization and looking into the aspects that it may seem convincing to a lot of people in his organization. The opening refers to this. When we talk of opening, the opening paragraph, we have received several inquiries, maybe you can continue the sentence in that manner. End with the hope that a regular demand will be established. One important aspect as far as any order is concerned, that a regular demand for that product will continue being there. And in spite of the competitive situations, so that you live up to the expectations as far as the quality of the product is concerned, as far as pricing is concerned, yet surviving in a competitive market and yet having loyal customers. Reserving the right to reject. A customer may reserve the right to reject the goods if they are not delivered within the specified time. They do not tally with the sample. Take for example, you place an order for 50 umbrellas. But by the time the umbrellas reach your shop, it is past the rainy season. Why? Because they did not live up to the deadline. So, of what use will those goods be if it is delivered at a much later date? Especially for an umbrella. Sorry, especially when we talk of the usage of an umbrella. They do not tally with the sample. The moment the sample and the product which is delivered differ in terms of quality and there is a stark difference, a customer may reserve the right to reject the goods. Repeat order. So we completed first or trial order. We now go to repeat order. Satisfied with goods bought on a trial may result in a repeat order. The very fact that the buyer or the customer is content with the product, then it goes to a repeat order. The letter opens with a reference to the first order and the continuing demand. In this case, we can start the sentence with, "We are glad." Why will you start the sentence in this manner? Because you are glad to inform them that you want to place an order. Then you discuss that since how many months or how many months, sorry. Then you discuss with them about the product for which you had placed an order. Maybe it can be discussed in brief depending on when that order was placed in the past. But when we talk of a repeat order, it means a few important aspects. First and foremost, the sample as well as the order, they are just the same. It is not that the sample does not tally with the final order. Secondly, all the terms and conditions are binding on both parties, and both the parties ideally live up to the expectations, so business gets easier. There's enough cooperation from both sides. Routine order. The most important thing to convey in a routine order is the details of requirements. Prices and terms are fixed. The letter opens with a courteous request for goods to be sent. A routine order, the prices and terms and conditions are fixed. When we talk of a routine order, you directly focus on the fact that you want the goods to be sent. Replies to orders. A buyer's order is an offer to buy. When the seller confirms his acceptance of the order, it becomes binding on both parties. So that means the moment a buyer places an order, the seller will confirm it. It is better if the seller confirms it immediately. Always acknowledge an order as soon as it is received. Acknowledgement is used to build and maintain good relationships with the customers. The moment we acknowledge, it is one way of being able to communicate effectively, and the buyer and the seller, both of them, as we say, are binding as far as this decision is concerned. For routine orders, a printed acknowledgement will suffice. Include the following points. We're now talking of routine orders here. Name and quantity of articles dispatched. It's a routine order. So we need to mention name and quantity. Date of shipment and expected date of receipt. When we say date of shipment and expected date of receipt, any product, when is it dispatched? What is the mode of transport? When will it reach? As far as receipts or payment, what about the payment in terms of cash, check? All those aspects are looked into. Mode of payment and reference to enclosed bill. Asking for extension of time. If the goods cannot be delivered at the expected time, then one can contact the customer to negotiate a new date. Why will a supplier ask for extension of time? The reason has to be put forward to the customer. The reason has to sound feasible and be agreeable to the customer. The purpose of the letter is to get the customer to agree to a later date of delivery. When we write a letter to a customer asking for extension of time, that means we want to postpone the date. In this case, for example, the delivery of goods. So we ideally have to see to it that the customer is convinced and the reason is understood by the customer and he or she agrees to it. Points to be included are appreciation of the order and explanation of the circumstances. Yes, you need to explain what is the main reason or what are the various reasons which are compelling you as a seller to request for extension of time. Steps being taken to handle the situations and approximate date by which normal conditions will be restored. These situations, which are unavoidable, and since they are unavoidable, you have no choice but to ask for extension of time. Apology for the inconvenience and request for confirmation or the order for delivery at a later date. It is very important to apologize, and when we apologize, we have to request for a later date so that we do not lose out on our customers. Reply to repeat order. Make a more definite attempt to win his confidence. Now, when an order is repeated, we need to see to it that we have to win the confidence so that it becomes a routine order. Points to be included are appreciation for success of the trial order. Always appreciate, whereby the person will feel that you are, points to be included are appreciation for success of the trial order, statement of terms, etc. Expectation that regular business will follow. Whenever there's a repeat order, appreciate the buyer or the customer. When we say appreciate the buyer or customer, through words and sentences, because the buyer or the customer has placed an order, which is a repeat order, only because they're convinced as far as your products are concerned. They're convinced that as far as quality is concerned, you will live up to it. And they're also convinced that as far as having a long-term relationship is concerned, it'll go in that direction smoothly. Statement of terms, very important. Whenever there's an order placed, certain terms and conditions are put forward. The terms and conditions will be linked to a lot of aspects. As far as delivery of goods is concerned, besides the delivery of goods, it may be linked to prompt payment. It may be linked to other factors, whereby it ideally makes the buyer feel that the seller is also putting in effort to retain business relationships. Acknowledging routine orders. When we say acknowledging routine orders, we first say thank you. We start the first paragraph saying thank you, because we are somewhere acknowledging that the person has decided to place an order. And when we say routine order, that means regular business will follow. This is largely a goodwill letter, and not just a routine acknowledgement, and address the letter by name. That means I write dear Mr. with the surname, or dear Miss with the surname. When I write the surname, I'm adding a personal touch to the, when I write the surname, I'm ideally addressing the person, which means that I am interacting directly with the person through a letter or an email. And when I'm addressing the person, it means that my rapport with that person will have better results over a period of time. Say, as far as placing of orders is concerned, say any other clarifications or doubts from the opposite person. When we talk of a routine order, the seller can also add sentences like, please feel free to contact me at any point of time. And the person or the seller making himself or herself approachable as an individual to the customer or the buyer. Appreciating orders from regained buyers. When I say regained buyers, it means that the buyer has placed an order after a long time or after an interval. Show appreciation to a customer who has come back and also assure him that he will be happy with his decision to return. It is very important to appreciate. It is very important to convey goodwill. It is very important to value each and every customer. When we say show appreciation, it could be through the words which are conveyed or put forward in that letter. Very important that we must assure him that he will be happy with his decision to return. That means you as a seller will see to it that the customer faces no problems whatsoever in the long run. You as a seller will see to it that the after sales service for any product is appropriate and that the customer will always be content and feel that he or she has made a correct decision by going back to the seller. Appreciating orders from regained buyers. What are the points to be included? Expression of gratitude for the long missed order. Express gratitude whereby the buyer will immediately understand that you were missed as a customer. Statement of routine acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is very important for any letter or email. Assurance of highly satisfactory service. So, even in the current moment, as far as the service of any product is concerned, assurance is given. Change in orders. It may be a correction on finding a mistake or a request for a change in the date or the place of delivery. Say, for example, the warehouse where the goods are stored catches fire. So you have to convince the buyer or the customer that there will be a delay as far as the goods are concerned. When you say change in order, ideally, if the buyer had placed an order for 1,000 pieces, you may not be able to deliver more than 500 pieces. This change can be on both fronts. The example which I gave you right now is a change from the seller's point of view. If you talk of the buyer's point of view, additional supplies, that means a change in order, are very often put forward in any letter. But if a buyer has placed an order for 500 pieces and then decides to ask only for 200 pieces, then it may be difficult for the seller to ideally agree to that. The buyer needs to give a very convincing and feasible reason as to why he wants the number of items or the products to be reduced. Various reasons and explanations by the buyer so that the seller will agree or disagree depending on how persuasive or convincing the buyer is. Change in orders. Points to be included. Reference to order. What order are we talking of? Very often we write our reference number or your reference number. So, reference to the order. Statement of change required and the explanation of the reason. A feasible reason is very important. Offer to cooperate, adjust. Apology for the inconvenience caused. There has to be an apology, whether it's the buyer or the seller. There has to be an apology as to why there is a change in order. Of course, we are talking out here when an order is ideally, what we're talking out here is that when there's a change in order, but if it's additional supplies, one doesn't need to apologize. It is only when a buyer will request for a reduction as far as the products are concerned. Sellers reply to customers' requests for change. What or how will the seller reply to the customer who has requested for a change? Change out here means asking either for more products as far as the number of the products are concerned, or asking for less products as far as the number is concerned. If the change requested can be made without much inconvenience or loss, inform him that it will be made. The sellers reply to the customer's request. If the seller feels that this change will cause him a loss, or this change somewhere is causing inconvenience to him, then he ideally can inform the customer or buyer. He must inform rather the customer and the buyer. If it involves disturbances, request the customer to cooperate. So only if the seller feels that this kind of a change is not possible, this kind of a change is causing a loss or creating disturbance, then the seller has to put it forward very clearly in a manner so that the customer will adjust or cooperate. Because when it comes to business letters, being clear, being tactful, being concise, and having the ability to express effectively, these aspects are always required. So here it is up to the seller to actually convince the customer that this may be difficult. The points which are included for what? The seller's reply to customer's request for change. Agreement to make the change as requested. If it is possible, then the seller will agree for this kind of a change to take place. Explanation of problem, if any, and how the customer can help. So, as we discussed, that the customer has to cooperate, the customer has to be flexible, and the customer needs to realize that if he or she wants a change, then of course the change in an order will be actually implemented if there's cooperation from the side of the buyer. Statement of terms for purpose of acknowledgement. Acknowledgement is a very necessary aspect of written communication. Seller's request for change. The seller may ask for extension of time or request the customer to accept early delivery. Now, when we talk of the seller's request for change, in this case, if the seller wants the customer to accept an early delivery, it is up to the customer, depending on the date, place and time, if it is feasible or not. But if it is a routine order or a repeat order, it can be possible that the customer will cooperate and adjust. Very often, a customer will put in all effort to adjust even if it is a first order, because when a customer places an order, it is placed because the customer has faith in that product and the services. Adjustments are a matter of goodwill and understanding between the seller and buyer. Being cooperative, mutual understanding and trust are a part of any relationship. So it is extremely important for the buyer and the seller to be adjusting and cooperate with each other. Customer's reply. The customer has to make adjustments and may have to give instruction about delivery of goods in case of delay or early delivery. When we talk of the customer may have to give instructions about delivery of goods in case of delay. If there's a delay, the customer will have to give an explanation as to why or what is the reason for a delay. If there is a delay, the customer has to sound convincing to the seller so that it is resolved. After sales letter, it is a business courtesy. After sales letter, it is business courtesy and good business practice to contact a customer sometime after he has bought a consumer durable product. Say you purchase a product, it is a brand, but what is more important, that the after sales services should be beneficial to the customer. If you as a customer have a complaint, the complaint is looked into immediately. If you as a customer have a problem as far as the product is concerned, the after sales service team will look into your problems and resolve it at the earliest. An after sales letter after 3 or 4 weeks reinforces the contact and goodwill. When we have a gap of about 3 weeks to a month after a product is purchased, then ideally it makes the customer feel that the seller is approachable and the buyer at any point of time can get in touch with his team of people or her team of people if there are any problems faced. Now, when we talk of an after sales letter, it reinforces the faith in an individual, since the person will feel that he has the freedom to contact the concerned people at any point of time. After sales letter, it performs 3 functions. Checks that the customer is satisfied. If not, the seller has a chance to set matters right. So you've purchased a product. Within 3 days, the product is not functioning appropriately. You expect that the product will be replaced. So that's what happens. When that is what you expect happens, then it reinforces your faith in the product and it may also give you an opportunity to be a loyal customer, since you feel that as far as any problem or issue is concerned, the entire team of people for that product were approachable. It reminds a customer about the after sales service. When you talk of after sales letter, it reminds the customer about the after sales service. It makes way for further business through the customer. Address the letter by name. That means I again write dear Mr. or dear Miss. Thank you. We wind up with chapter 20.